With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock is the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Vegetarianism, Creating Heaven on Earth While Stopping Climate Change, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet.
Upon knowing that our Earth is at risk due to global warming recently. I heard Golden Age will be completed by year 2010.
Yes.
I think the crisis this time is an important step to complete the Golden Age. If we wisely overcome this, will we meet true Golden Age? Thank you, Master.
Sure we will. If we overcome this crisis, sure we will live in Golden Age, everyone. Right now, the Golden Age is just for us, the practitioner of a spiritual high elevation of consciousness. But if everyone overcome this crisis, become vegetarian, become morally elevated, spiritually elevated, then everyone will live in the Golden Age.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Master, if there are good examples of other planets that wisely overcame planet warming, could you introduce some details so that we can refer to, please? And if there are good cases of overcoming planet crisis other than planet warming, could you also introduce for us, please? Thank you, Master.
There's no need to know so many things in the limited time of 5 minutes, 10 minutes questioning. It's good enough to know how we overcome our crisis right now, because we already have enough to think about. We have enough to work with. If I have time, I will do more research onto this, yes, and I will tell you. Right now, for our planet crisis, the one and simple solution is to be vegetarian. That's it. No need even changing technology. Go green is good. Of course, always is good to protect the environment and to be loving to the planet Earth, which is also a being who is supporting us with all loving kindness and nourishing motherly love. But just to be vegetarian, just to be compassionate to all other beings, just to stop all the killing, you know? At least the animals, just to stop killing animals and eating them. Just be vegetarian. Our destiny will change. The destiny of the population of the planet will change. And we can save the planet. Not only we can save this planet, the planet will be more beautiful, more developed. People will live in more peace and harmony, happiness, and abundance of all the necessities that they need. And we will develop more and more that we could never imagine. We develop more extraordinary technologies. We will visit more extraordinary planets in far distant, billions of light years ahead, if we change our destiny by being compassionate, loving, and kind to our fellow human beings as well as fellow animals beings. Our planet will change completely. You could not imagine what heaven it would be on earth if all turned to vegetarianism.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease. E. coli. Salmonella. Bird flu. Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis. Shellfish poisoning. Preeclampsia. Campylobacter. Clostridium difficile. Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Master, we learned there were different types of glacial ages or the end of civilizations in the past, such as the destruction of Egypt, Maya, or Atlantis. Is there any connection between the past destructions and the crisis coming now? Thank you, Master.
Well, there is no connection, it's just that it's similar happening. When we have developed, to a certain extent, technologically wise, and we are not balancing it with the spiritual awakening, then we do not know how to handle the progress. And then we will bear, you know, the consequences of our incomplete knowledge of technology. So the best is we have wisdom, and technology come alongside it. It would be better like that. Even if we don't have any technological development, if we have spiritual development, that would be even better for us. But normally, if we have good spiritual development, then technology will also advance. And we have all this technology advancement also because we had some merit of spiritual elevation, because many masters have graced our planet and elevate our wisdom a little bit, up to some extent. And therefore, we have enough intelligence to develop technology up to now. But we have to balance it more with spiritual understanding, with the high nobility and excellent moral standard. Then we will not have destruction on earth. We will have only blessing, bliss, and even technologically comfortable life. So all we do is turn to nobility now. Turn to compassion and loving style. Like big veg. Do good. Go green. Even if we just big veg, it will be green too. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Manyak 전 세계 절대 다수가 채식한다면 우리 지구의 모습은 어떤 모습이 될까요? 스승님께서 지상 천국이 될 거라고 말씀하셨는데 좀 더 구체적으로 알고 싶고요. 예를 들어 인간의 수명이 늘어난다든지 아니면 지혜가 자라나서 많은 능력이 생긴다든지 그런 것들이 궁금합니다.
People will be wiser, more loving, and we have peace on earth. Yes. And then we will have more excellent inventions. We'll be able to visit different planets that we don't know about.
스승님, 화성이 황폐된 것은 채식이 해결 책임을 몰랐기 때문이라고 말씀하셨는데요. 지구는 스승님께서 이렇게 축복을 주신다는 점에서 화성과 달리 지구가 상당히 특권을 누리는 별이라는 생각을 합니다. 그 점에서 감사드립니다. 지구를 구하는 일이 특별히 이 우주에 갖고 있는 가치가 있다면 설명 부탁드립니다. 그리고 지구를 구하지 못한다면 이 우주에 어떠한 영향을 미치는가요?
Well, that's a big picture, but if we don't have this planet, the universe will offer another planet. It depends on the merit of the people who will inhabit that or this planet. It has not so much effect in the universe as a whole, except that if the consciousness of people are elevated in a more morally suitable level, and the people are more enlightened, more compassionate, more loving, more kind, then it is good for the planet atmosphere as a whole, and it's good that we live in peace and harmony instead of living in suffering. The planet here will become another heaven on earth, heavenly, fit for people to live. Otherwise, if the planet is destroyed, there will be other planets will be born or already exist that the souls can go and immigrate there. But the thing is, you know very well, being a Buddhist nun, that the Buddha said to be a human, to have a human body, is so precious, so rare a chance that we should treasure it, because we don't know if we get another human body again soon. Because in the human body, we could practice spiritually, quicker and more auspicious than in other kind of body. The Buddha has said that to have a human body is so rare that it's like, imagine a blind turtle living on the very deep bottom of the big ocean. And he only goes up to the surface of the water. Once every 1,000 years, he come up to the surface. And then, at that moment, there should be a wood plank with a hole in it. And that the turtle just come up to the surface and happen to go through that hole in that wood plank. That is how rare it is to have a human incarnation. So I would like all of you to know that we have to save their lives because of that preciousness, so that they will have a chance to redeem themselves, to remember their greatness, to remember the Buddhahood, the Buddha nature within themselves, to have a chance to awaken their consciousness, to be enlightened. Because the longer they live, the more chance they have to encounter the truth teaching of an enlightened master.
감사합니다.
You're welcome.
안녕하세요, 스승님. 전 세계 모든 인류가 채식한다면 동물의 세계에서도 육식이 끝날 수 있는지 궁금합니다. 호랑이나 사자 같은 동물들도 채식으로 전환하고 지구상에서 모든 살생이 멈추는 그런 날이 도래할까요? 성경에 보면 사자들이 어린 양과 함께 뛰어놀았다는 말이 있는데 정말로 과거엔 그런 적이 있었는지 그리고 앞으로 그런 날이 올지 궁금합니다.
Yes, it was like that in some past. Not always in our past. Not always in the past history of humankind here on this planet, but in the long distant past. Now, if all human beings become vegetarian, then the whole atmosphere of the earth will change. The magnetic field will change. The destiny of all inhabitants will change for the better. And the animals will also stop eating meat, and truly the lambs will lay at the side of the lions, as it is mentioned in the Bible, if all people turn to vegetarianism. The animals are also a reflection of our consciousness. So if we change into a higher consciousness, then the animals will also change. If not, they will disappear. All the likes attract likes. If the animals at that time cannot live up to the human standard of nobility and compassion, then the natural law will eliminate them. But they will change. If we change, the animal will change. When you have a pet, like a dog, they always say, like master, like dog. For example, many pets look like they are caretaker also. And so I can tell you that my dog, the girl, Happy, when she first came, she chased the lizards, yeah, and eat them and swallow them, even with the tail hanging outside. And I say, what did you do? Spit it out now. And then she did it. And she's still chasing after a while, you know, flies, bees, and she got stink on her nose and swollen face because she chased after any moving things and eat them. Because when she was with the previous caretaker, she was forced to be hunting for food. They don't take good care of her. So she has to hunt something to eat. So she eats anything, insects, bees, flies, geckos, all kind of things. And even when she came to me, she could not change immediately. But now she changed. She doesn't do that anymore. The fly come in front of her, she doesn't even move anymore. Before, oh, she immediately, you know, stay alert and catch the fly. Now she doesn't do that, and she eat vegetarian only. And even something smelly, you know, like sometimes they make it surreal, like stinking fish or stinking shrimp, she won't eat it. They do change. And remember in Yogananda's book, the autobiography of a yogi? Yes. He recounted the lion that don't eat meat at all. She even refused meat when somebody offered it to her, because she stayed with her master who was a yogi and who is a vegetarian. So, If more people are vegetarian, the atmosphere will change into a higher level of compassion and love. Then the animal will also be affected, and they will change their nature. That day might come soon. Who knows? Be positive.
감사합니다, 스승님.
베지테리언이즘 인 릴리전.
'The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai, the most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
With the amount of natural disasters and rising sea levels, this also has an impact on food production, as land that once could be used to grow food now cannot. Because food supply is becoming more unstable, can you please tell us if the human population will be forced to become vegetarian as a matter of survival? And if this happens, will humans become more compassionate and stick to the vegetarian diet for some time, even if in the future there may be an abundance of food and less or no natural disasters?
Well, human nature is more difficult to predict than weather. You know that? Anyway, we do hope and pray for the best. Yes, because everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. So we hope that after they have learned the benefit of it, they will stick to it. Okay? I hope that they are not like feeling forced to be vegetarian, rather do it voluntarily. It's for their own good, because they will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature. And then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Thank you, Master.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in next Friday for Part 7 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion titled Vegetarianism, Creating Heaven on Earth While Stopping Climate Change. And now, stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you much love and peace under Heaven's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.